I think as a parent, one of the hardest things to do is to figure out how to punish your child, because when they do wrong, you want to be able to correct them, mm-hmm. but you love them so much, you also don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, you want to be effective, but you don't want to break their finger, says Anna Zapp, I guess, right?
It's Anna Raven.
Can you even say that out loud anymore?
No, you never. I would never in a million years. But a 14-year-old kid, he took his parents' car out for a joyride when they were out of town. Why did he do it?
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have, like, a license. I was like, I don't have anything to drive, so, like, I'm just going to take her for, like, one spin.
Yeah, one spin.
One spin.
You're a liar. You're a liar, kid. If you took it for one spin, you're going to take it for dozens of spins.
Here's what
happened. Where did he get picked up?
He got in big trouble. The police, like, found him, and he was speeding through the neighborhood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and he got, obviously, in a lot of trouble with his parents. So what did his parents do as punishment?
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty. And we're just giving all his stuff away.
Wow, they're giving it away.
They're giving his stuff away.
That's hard. That's hard.
It's creative. And you know I like creative.
Well, I mean, it seems cruel, but we don't know the backstory. So it depends. You know, obviously, this seems like a pattern or behavior if they're saying that they've reached the end of their rope. I mean, if you made one mistake, even though that's a large one, and somebody definitely could have paid with their life.
Right.
To give away all their stuff seems a little bit much. But if you've got a problem kid who thinks that he's going to get away with thing after thing after thing, got to kind of try to draw that line in the sand, right?
The father said later on in the interview that him and his wife can do is pray that they're doing what's right and that they're trying to raise him the right way, and they apologize to the neighbors. And does the son think that it's a fair punishment?
I think it's a fair punishment.
He thinks so.
Oh, so that kid is bad.
You know.
That kid knows he's bad.
He knows he's in trouble.
Well, I mean, when you're in the room and you know, they've made it basic. I mean, that's a solitary cell is what they're doing. If they took everything out of the room.
And just giving it away.
Does that mean the bed, too? Or is it just his toys?
I don't think everything is all his stuff. Maybe just live in an empty room.
Right.
What was the biggest punishment you had when you were a kid?
Well, they would send me to my room, of course, and they would say no TV or whatever it may be. But, you know, the truth is I had a TV and I could get under the blanket with the TV, and of course they would never know that, because when you're 12 you think that that's all that you need to shield yourself from the truth. Nobody can hear your television or whatever. But I liked to read. The hard part is that I had these big windows in my room and I could see into the neighborhood, and I lived like in a condo complex, so there was probably 30 of us hanging out every single day, running around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And to watch your friends out there having a good time running around, that was the worst.
You don't know what punishment is. You don't know what punishment is.
Well, that and the ladle.
Right. Well, it's a little bit different. One time I had really strict Italian parents, and they were never let me do anything.
Sure.
Like anything. I couldn't go. I was never allowed to sleep out.
Right.
It was my 16th birthday, right? And I wanted to sleep at my best friend's house. And I said, I'm sleeping at Tina's house.
But you demanded it.
I demanded it.
Demands are not good with adults. They don't care for demands.
And my dad said, you're going to come home at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I want to sleep at Tina's house. Like, why not?
Right. I'm 16 now. I could do what I want, Daddy.
9:30 goes by. I go, nope, I'm staying here at Tina's house.
Yep.
9:45. Nope. 10 o'clock, my dad shows up. He takes me home.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
What did he do?
He canceled my sweet 16 party. Dead up, canceled my sweet 16 party. Invitations already had been sent out, like 100 people.
Was Tina like your cousin?
No.
Because that's the only places you were allowed to sleep.
I'm allowed to sleep at my cousin Angela's house, because my cousin I could sleep at, but I couldn't sleep at friends' houses, only if they were family. Canceled my sweet 16. And you want to know what?
What?
I'd rather they had given away everything in my room than cancel my sweet 16. But you want to know what, too? I grew up right. Kinda. Maybe.
I mean, you can't judge that for yourself. Don't you know how these things work?
Huh.
Society has to judge whether or not you've grown up right. You don't get to pick your own nickname either.
Well,
that's the way that works.
Better than being sent to your room, rookie.
Hey, you know, funny. We ended up in the same place.
I know, it's true.